Okay, what's the number one reason you should try Instacart? Shopping over 1.5 million unique products from over 1,000 retailers and get everything delivered right to your door in as fast as 1 hour, all in one app. So you can spend more time with the ones who matter most. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time, $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Happy to be here with you on a Wednesday night, a Thursday morning, depending on where you live. And I'm only going to be here with you for one more hour. I get started at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Thank you to everybody who's been hanging out since the beginning of the show. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard. I'm thrilled to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout outs to everybody tuned in locally on 92.9 The Game. And so whether you live in the West Coast or on the West Coast or the East Coast or in the South or in the mountains, whether your local station is called The Game, The Zone, The Play, The Score, The Fan, I'm happy to be here with you. So thank you to everybody tuned in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates, my people at work, and shout outs to all the graduates out there. Shout outs to people who know people who are graduating. Maybe you help somebody graduate. Maybe you're helping somebody get through something else. So just much love to you for that. You can listen on SiriusXM channel 158, and if you have a smart speaker, you can go ahead and tune in there as well. If you missed a minute of the show, you can always lock in on the free Audacy app, AUDACY. We've had an eventful night. The Miami Heat, they sneak a win in Boston in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. The Miami Heat win 123-116 at halftime of the game. It looked like the Boston Celtics were just going to just kind of roll through this, because at halftime, Boston led 66-57. The Miami Heat came out in the third quarter and said, here's 46 points. And they smoked the Boston Celtics. They knocked down 51% of their three-point shots. The Celtics fell apart at the end of the game. They kept it close but couldn't get over the hump. Too many turnovers by Tatum, by Brown, by Al Horford, and Jason Tatum turned the ball over. Brown had a cut on his hand. Marcus Smart at one point, he had a cramp. It was just bad all the way around as the Celtics could not close out this game after such a promising start. Jimmy Butler absolutely on fire, 35 points, 7 assists, 6 steals. There were a million members of the Miami Heat who had 15 points. Vincent, Strus, Martin, Lowry all had 15 each. Bam Adebayo contributed 20. And Tatum, he put up 30 points, but people are going to remember those turnovers at the end of the game. And so I'll play you some of the audio from the Boston Celtics, from the Miami Heat momentarily. Right before we went to break, I also shared with you a top six list of some of the best prospects that the NBA has ever seen. At number one, I gave you the guy named LeBron James. And if you missed the full explanations, Audacy app. And so we'll get into that. I'll get back to your calls momentarily. I do want you to hear from some of the key players in tonight's game where Miami won. And first of all, let's go to the coach of the Boston Celtics, Joe Mazzulla, because his team, let me say this again, because it sounds ridiculous every time I say it, His team gave up 46 points in the third quarter. What the hell is his problem? What the hell is his team's problem? And Joe Mazzulla actually had an explanation. Bill Belichick was in the building. Maybe Belichick should have went down onto the court and given him some advice. Listen to this crap.
Joe, what happened in that third quarter?
Lost our offensive purpose, lost our game plan discipline, allowed them to get out in transition, get second chance shots, didn't guard the three-point line.
This is your fourth home loss. I know I asked you that question in practice yesterday, but again, you're 500 at home. How does that keep happening?
I don't think that has anything to do with the fact that, you know, we won three out of the four quarters. We got away from who we are in the third quarter, whether it's home or away. It's the details. It's the margins. It's the little things. We've shown we can do it both home and away, and I don't think that matters as much as what our mindset is during certain stretches.
Oh, man. Belichick was sitting up in a suite with Brad Stevens. Belichick should have went down onto the court and told him how to coach defense. That was terrible. Jason Tatum was also asked, why did y'all stink in the third quarter? Tatum had an answer, too.
We just gave up 46 points in the third. So, you know, that's defense and transition and offensive rebounds and, you know, not closing out the shooters. So, you know, there's some things that we really got to focus on and go over tomorrow and, you know, at practice.
Okay. Yeah, let's just go on down the list. Nobody has an answer here. Maybe Jaylen Brown has a solution. What is it, Jaylen?
We came out too cool. Like, it was just almost like we was just playing a regular season game. Like, it's the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, come on. We got to play with more intensity than we did today. And we just got to be better, including me.
Look, Marcus Smart had 10 assists in the first half of the game. He had one assist in the second. Hey, Marcus. What the hell happened in the third? Why didn't y'all call a timeout? What was Coach doing out there?
Joe's real big on a lot of times not bailing us out on stuff when we're playing like so, you know, we got to look ourselves in the mirror. You know, Joe could call a timeout, and then what? We come out and do the same thing. So it's on us.
Okay. Way to have the coaches back. That's enough of them losers for right now. Let's hear from a winner. Hey, Jimmy Butler, did you know that you would be out here whooping their ass like this?
Damn right. I did. Damn right. We did. And the best part about it is we still don't care what none of y'all think. Honestly speaking, we don't care if you pick us to win. We never have. We never will. We know the group of guys we have in this locker room. We know that Coach Spo puts so much confidence and belief in each and every one of us. Coach Pat as well. And so our circle's small, but this circle got so much love for one another. We pump constant confidence into everybody. And we go out there and we hoop. We play basketball the right way, knowing that we always got a chance.
Ooh, I love the underdog attitude. I love it. I like the underdog. Good on the Miami Heat for walking away with this victory. Kyle Lowry, 15 points off of the bench. Kyle Lowry said, man, Jimmy's my guy. I'm proud of him. Man, I'm really proud of him.
I think it's just great to be a part of this this run he's been since, I don't know how long it's been now. It's been, you know, but that's what he does. He's one of the best players in the world for a reason. And it's just a joy to watch him. He wants it so bad, and he works so hard at his craft. It's important to, you know, enjoy his success. And, you know, he gives us all the confidence to be, you know, successful and be aggressive and assertive, and that's what makes him special. And that he's not all about him. It's about our group and our team and everyone else.
Yeah, it's fun. You got to appreciate someone who's just dogged in how he approaches the game. We need more dudes like that. We really do. We really do. Maybe DeMar DeRozan. Well, that was also hilarious. Let's play that. I like how Jimmy Butler plays the game. He's not going to fall into the category that DeMar DeRozan puts a good amount of players. And DeMar DeRozan was talking to Paul George on his podcast, and they both agreed We don't got a lot of players like Jimmy Butler in the league. We got more guys who are just straight trash. Listen to this.
We do guys a lot of sorry motherfuckers in the league. I'm going to be honest.
No cap.
I'm the type of dude, I keep my opinions myself. I chill. I play the backseat. But being in the league so long, you realize how many motherfuckers don't love the game of basketball, who take it for granted, who feel so entitled, who just want everything that come with it, but don't want to put the work in.
Mm-hmm.
It's so frustrating. You know what I mean? Like, we played in an era where you had to, like, earn everything. So you got so many guys coming in thinking, like, they just should be playing because they homeboy told them they nice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, bro, you're not good. So I definitely got Bron's standpoint of that because you'll be surprised.
It's a good, what is it, 450 of us? It's a good 75 to 100.
Stinks.
Stinks. Good dudes, though.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler doesn't fall into that category. Not by a long shot. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of people on the line waiting patiently. We've been talking about some of the most hyped prospects to ever come into the NBA on the heels of Victor Wembanyama getting ready to be drafted next month by the San Antonio Spurs. LeBron James, I think without a shadow of a doubt, there isn't too much argument, I believe, of him being the biggest prospect that the NBA has ever seen. Let's go to San Diego and talk to Joe. You are on CBS Sports Radio. What's on your mind, Joe?
Hey, JR, great to be on your show. It's always been the big man that everybody wants to get today, yesterday, and back in the early 70s, there was a guy out of St. Petersburg, Virginia High School. He did get the social media hype, but he was on Sports Illustrated when he was in high school, Sporting News when he was in high school, and they actually did a 60 Minutes TV episode on him when he was in high school. They interviewed his mom. He averaged 38 points in high school, 26 rebounds, 11 block shots. There was a bidding war. ABA and NBA had a bidding war for him. He chose the ABA Utah Stars. He is none other than Moses Malone. Very dominant player. He had averaged 7 rebounds a game one season, which is still a record for offensive rebounds. That's just offensive rebounds. The only guy that was comparable to him being relentless on the board is probably Dennis Rodman. But this guy had a lot of hype for very minimal social media at that time.
Wow.
So
minimal.
That's
minimal social media. Minimal. Is that the word?
That's an understatement.
Yeah, it didn't exist. Yeah, I agree with you. 1 trillion, 1 million, gazillion percent, which doesn't exist. I just wouldn't put him on the list. I think he's outside of the six. I hear you though, Joe. No, Cat got Joe's tongue. Thank you, Joe, for calling from San Diego. Now there's no disputing this. You know, here's the thing. This is the funky part. It's not funky. A lot of legends, the majority of legends, get hype. You could venture to say that every NBA player, the majority of them, even the ones who don't play, man, they were killers in school, right? They were killers in high school. They were killers in college. But I think there's a different level for a lot of folks. Huge. And Moses Malone is certainly one of the best of the best of the best of the best. I'm not comparing him to a dude at the end of the bench, but I think there's something to be said how there is everybody or there's so many players on a team or a roster. You just heard DeMar DeRozan say a lot of these dudes don't even care about or love the game that much. But when they had their time, that they were the celebrity. They got all of the attention. 855-212-4CBS. Alan is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Alan.
Yeah, you kind of stole my thunder when you mentioned Patrick Ewing, and that was the 1985 was a year of the lottery draft. That was the very first year. I'm going 1 year before that, 1984. Hakeem Olajuwon, and he was picked ahead of Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley, and John Stockton. And I actually thought that Sam Bowie would be number one. You know, that was my prediction, so I was actually shocked. But he did very good in Houston, three standout years. And Guy Lewis nicknamed him the Dream because he so effortlessly dunked. So I really thought that Bowie was going to be Sam Bowie was going to be number one, but it was kind of a surprise to me. You know, there were so many others ahead of him, but he lived up to his advanced billing. But that's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about the hype.
Yeah. I feel bad, I guess, for my 4 hours. I stole your thunder twice. I mentioned both Akeem and Patrick. Well, Alan, I appreciate you, man. I'm sorry. My apologies.
Yeah, it's very rare that somebody says a host stole somebody's thunder. But, you mentioned Patrick Ewing. I wanted to mention him, but you mentioned him ahead of me.
I'm sorry. Well, Alan, tomorrow you could do all 4 hours of the show. Deal?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
I'm not going to pay you. You're not going to get no money, but you could just do all 4 hours. Okay, deal?
Yeah, for everything else, there's MasterCard.
MasterCard?
Like
what you say? MasterCard what?
For everything else, there's MasterCard. Listening to you, it's priceless. Listening and talking to you, priceless. So.
Oh, look at that. Well, look, call me at 10:01 tomorrow, and then you could take over, all right?
Sure, yeah. I wouldn't mind that at all.
Okay. Hey, Alan, have a good night, okay?
Yeah, I sure will. Always a pleasure being on the line with you. Thanks a lot.
No problem, Alan. Thank you.
That would be fascinating.
What would be fascinating?
If Alan calls a show at 10:01, right, and you allow him to host your show for 4 hours, that would be scintillating.
If Alan does call tomorrow at 10:01?
Yeah.
Yeah, let him. Yeah, let's just let him go.
Would you be open to him hosting a segment?
A segment? No, yeah. If Alan calls at 10:01 tomorrow,
right,
Alan can start the show. He can't.
I would love to hear that.
I'll be here.
Right.
I'll sit in the back until I feel that. Hey, where's the guy who says that when I'm not here, we lose customers? Where's that guy?
Got to find that quickly. Hold on.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I got to find that.
Yeah, there's a guy, he says, when you're not on, the station loses customers. And so, Alan, hey, call tomorrow at 10:01 Eastern time, Alan, and you can co-host the open of the show with me until that I feel that we are starting to lose customers. Who do we have here? Kurt calling from California. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Kurt? Make sure that we don't lose customers.
JR, it's a customer. It's a pleasure talking to you again.
What happened? What?
I'm a customer.
You're a customer? No, okay. Well, go ahead.
It's a pleasure talking to you, and thanks, Shep, for accepting my call. JR, if you had an extended list, would you put Pistol Pete Maravich on that list?
Oh, my God. Extended, man. You know how many people I try to cram into six and leave off? How extended would we have to go?
Well, Pistol Pete in college played 83 games. He averaged 44 points. He scored 50 points 20 times or more. And then scored 68 points against Alabama in college and 69 points against the Knicks in the Garden as a pro. But I don't think he got the hype that he would get today.
Oh, well, I think that stands for a lot of folks. Could you imagine? A lot of it is because he was a white player in regards to look at what this white player is doing. I don't think the NBA has seen anything like that, and it sounds wild to say this. Even this was 20 years ago, since Jason Williams. Like imagine if Pistol Pete Maravich was playing in a House of Highlights, Bleacher Report, Overtime Elite type world where every pass and every flip would have been blown up on social media. You're 100% correct there.
Well, thank you, Jay. I appreciate that you agree.
No, I do. He died when I was a kid, but I would have loved to seen him play. I've seen enough highlights, enough documentaries and stories. I spent enough time down in Baton Rouge, man, so I definitely understand the impact that he has had on the game. And, yeah, if he would have been playing now or if any point over the past 20, 15 years, he'd have been big time. He'd have been a legend, even bigger than he is already. Hey, thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you for calling from California. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I will get to more of your calls. I want to share with you again the comments made by LeBron James about his own legacy when he was still a teenager speaking to Bob Costas. We'll hear from Draymond Green. Draymond Green pretty much said, hey, let's be easy here between Wembanyama and LeBron. And then also, head coach of the winning team tonight, Eric Spoelstra, he had some comments as well. And speaking of prospects, this is a different sport. Alex Smith, he's not too fond of defensive coordinators helping to shepherd in quarterbacks to the league. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to go to a break. I'll get you on the other side. Don't move.
You're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Out of all the talk show hosts that this station be putting on, you're the best, man. You're the best. When you're not on, they lose customers.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, my God. Every time I hear that, I want to fall out. Just how he put it. I want to fall out my chair. But then if I fell out my chair, then if I fell out my chair, Shep would take over. But
they lose customers.
It's how he said it. they lose customers. I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Hey, I don't know how many customers the Celtics are losing, especially after blowing these games that they're in the lead for. Tonight, the Heat beat them 123-116. Jimmy Butler coming through with 35 points. The Miami Heat, they were down at halftime, but then they come out to score 46 points in the third quarter. And so Eric Spoelstra, he spoke after the game, and he did nothing really but big up Jimmy Butler and his impact on this team.
You can't quantify it. There's no analytic to it. Just the feeling of stability in the locker room, even when you're down nine, you know, in the first half when we played poorly. But you have to credit Boston because they made us play poorly. You know, there's just a settling effect that it's impossible to quantify. That, like, all right, we're in striking distance. Let's just settle into our game, and you know, Jimmy will make a bunch of plays, Bam will make a bunch of plays, and we'll be all right. And everybody can just fit into their roles. But that's what the great players, you know, do.
Yeah. Great, great story. Not a lot of hype surrounding Jimmy Butler. 2011 draft pick, selected 30th overall, goes to the Chicago Bulls, starts off with Coach Thibodeau, isn't allowed to really be anything but a defensive stopper, maybe goes straight to the basket. And what he's been able to do is pretty amazing as well. Building himself what very well might be a Hall of Fame career. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about some of the best prospects, some of the most hyped prospects that the NBA has ever seen. Let's go ahead and give you a reminder of LeBron James. This was LeBron with Bob Costas before he was drafted, while still a teenager. And listen to the pressure that was basically put on and bestowed upon LeBron, and listen to how he handled it with a very simple answer.
LeBron James, how does it feel to know that if you're not eventually a Hall of Fame caliber player, it's not good enough to be good or an all-star, if you're not eventually a first-rank Hall of Famer, a lot of people will say you were a bust or overhyped.
How does that make me feel?
Yeah.
Well, I don't look at it as looking into the future. I always go by, I take every moment at a time, because you're not promised tomorrow. And that's what my mom brought me up on. And I always say that I just try to get better every day at what I do.
Yes, it's pretty wild. He has surpassed just being a Hall of Fame player. That's pretty amazing. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Charles. He's calling from here in Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Charles?
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. My prospect was actually Tab, the next LeBron James, back in the seventh grade when he was starting varsity, putting up 23 a game just as a seventh grader. He committed to USC, played 1 year, freshman All-American. At USC, you know, he was on the cover of every magazine. They were pushing him. Media hype was out of this world. Then he went to the league, got drafted third overall. His career didn't pan out. He had a couple of good years, but my prospect was O.J. Mayo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he falls in that category. I wouldn't put him at the top. He is one of the dudes that was really, really, really hyped up, as you mentioned, following LeBron. I don't know if I'd put him all the way up there with the Kareems and the Wilts of the world, but I hear you.
Yeah, I think he just came at the beginning of the social media area. Right. Era, so it was a big push for him, you know, with hip-hop and everything. So
most certainly. And the last time I looked, he was playing in Israel. Where the hell is
Israel.
He now?
That's correct.
Is he still out there?
He is still active in Israel and banned from the NBA, from what I understand.
Well, I mean, there's certain things that you – well, there's certain drugs that you can't partake in. And
exactly. Hey,
He ain't here. Hey, I looked it up. He is he's in Egypt right now. So there you have it.
Got it.
All right. Thank you, Charles. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
No problem. Hey, Shep, when's the last time you watched an Egyptian basketball game?
Never.
Oh. Hey, Marco Belletti, you ever watched an Egyptian league basketball game ever? Really?
I have not. No.
Okay.
Am I missing?
What happened?
Am I missing? Have you?
Have I seen I couldn't tell you the greatest player in Egyptian basketball. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Let's see if this guy does. Hey, Ed from Pittsburgh. Hey, this is Random. Ed, you there?
Yeah, hey, the player who received the most high school hype.
Wait, Ed. I didn't ask you about that. Wait, Ed. We're having a whole conversation here, Ed. Feel free to join. Have you ever seen an Egyptian basketball game?
No, do they have them on television?
Not in America. Maybe in Egypt. Maybe.
Well, get out your expensive satellite. I'm sure you own.
What a satellite dish? What?
You probably have some expensive satellite flying over your house.
Who, me? No, I don't have expensive satellite. Maybe 1993. Not now. Hey, Ed, do me a favor. Hold on a second, okay?
So, JR.
Sure.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate you.
Oh,
yes, Chef.
So
go
you
ahead.
Teach us every night, every hour.
What?
So this is my turn. So there is a guy, gentlemen, he doesn't play in the NBA anymore, but his name is Abdel Nader, and he was the NBA G League. Well, at the time, it was D League Rookie of the Year.
Right.
And he actually had a run with the Suns for a couple of years before they fired everybody. That's the only Egyptian player I've even heard of.
The name Nader sounds familiar.
Yes.
If this guy walked by me in the street right now, I wouldn't know who the hell he was.
No, you would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Hey, Marco, you know who this man is?
Negative. No idea who that is.
I know Mo Salah. He's Egyptian. He plays soccer. I know him.
Him I know.
Yeah. We know him. We don't know Nader. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Ed, thank you for joining the conversation. I'll bring you back momentarily.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, how are you? You are amazing. You should be called a sports professor. Anybody ever call you that?
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yeah, I've been called a professor. I've been called a psychiatrist. I've been called a lawyer. I'll take them all as compliments. I'm just a dude out here hanging out, okay? Just hanging out, talking about stuff. Is it? Anyway, it is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've done a lot of talking about prospects in the NBA and just some of the most hyped guys that we've ever seen. And now we're really starting to get into the weeds. People are bringing up guys who were just hyped. And I'm like, these are the best of the best of the best. And we're watering things down now at this point. But I did mention this. In another sport, in the NFL, we got hyped dudes and everything, right? People that are hyped in music. This is the next big thing. This is the next big quarterback. This is the next big this. Alex Smith. Yeah, the same Alex Smith from the Chiefs, from the 49ers. He needed a million surgeries on his leg. He came back. God bless him. Alex Smith, he hops on Sirius XM NFL radio from time to time. And for whatever reason, for the past several months, he's had like a target at head coach Rob Saleh of the New York Jets as it relates to another prospect, Zach Wilson. And recently, he was on Sirius XM, and he's just like, you know what? When you have an offensive head coach, it's good to have that type of dude develop a quarterback as opposed to a defensive coordinator. And it's just like, well, damn, man, give Rob Saleh a break. And he said that he's a great defensive mind and coordinator, but he has no idea how to develop a quarterback. He said the coordinator you hired never called plays. And this all happens to be true. But why now? And it's not even now. It was a few months ago that Alex Smith just said the same thing. Is he trying to take Rob Saleh's job? I have no idea. This is what he told a few months ago, ESPN. It's kind of nuts. Listen.
Zach Wilson was always a high ceiling, a bit of a project in the sense that he came out early. He was incredibly young. And for me, as much as we want to compliment Coach Saleh and what he's done with this team and kind of the quick turnaround in 2 years, he deserves just as much criticism for what he's done in this quarterback room. The QB musical chairs weekly, like, you're the starter this week, you're the backup, you're not dressing. No, you start this week, you're not dressing. Like, the lack of consistency, the lack of a plan that has been in place to develop Zach Wilson. And then to hear him say that the draft doesn't matter, like, to me, that's spoken like somebody that hasn't been drafted number two overall. There is a reality to be drafted to the New York market. Like, this is a fan base and organization that is incredibly unique. And to be the number two overall pick and the expectations that come with that, to turn around an organization and then to just not have a plan to support this kid to go do that.
Yeah.
Like, to just roll the dice and, like, hey, fingers crossed, we don't turn out good.
They're struggling. Yeah, yeah. They'll go sit down.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is that he's mismanaged that quarterback room. But that's not the only thing that he's mismanaged.
Yeah, well, he doubled down on that on Sirius XM. Look, I guess Alex Smith just wants to make it clear he doesn't appreciate this. But isn't it kind of old news right now? Like, you got Aaron Rodgers there. If Zach Wilson is going to learn from anybody, it wouldn't be too bad to learn from Aaron Rodgers. Just sit back and watch. Like, get over it. I'm sure Rob Saleh hears these comments and he just goes, man, okay, you killed me 2 months ago. Can I get a break today? Leave me alone. Maybe by the time Zach Wilson plays football again, maybe it A, won't be for the New York Jets, and then maybe he won't be a turnover machine. Maybe he'll also take some accountability. But yeah, that's all Rob Saleh's fault. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Ed, thank you for waiting patiently. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, you mentioned the name Nader. There was a Slim Nader played in the NBA. He's kind of an average center.
Okay, well, thank you. I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but thanks.
The player who got the most hype in high school in Western Pennsylvania was Lou Alcindor, Kareem. Like, he played at Power Memorial.
Pennsylvania?
He scored 70 points, and he would get like 50.
Pennsylvania? He's from Harlem. He played in, like, Midtown Manhattan.
No, I'm saying in the media here in Pittsburgh, he got the most publicity.
Oh, in the media. Oh, in the media. Okay, yeah, sure, okay.
You know, Pete Maravich, his dad, Press, coached high school ball in Beaver Valley up Route 65. The previous caller probably would know where Pete played his high school ball. I think it might have been Louisiana.
I think it was the Carolinas, I believe.
Well, I don't know when Prescott got the LSU job.
You're right, JR.
I'm sorry.
Military Institute for high school. Obviously, he played for his father, where he averaged like 70 a game at LSU for three seasons.
What was the first part of what you said, Shep?
Edwards Military Institute.
Where was that?
It was North Carolina.
Oh, so it was the Okay, it was the Carolinas. Okay, well, thank you, Ed. You have anything else?
Hey, hold on. We're so mad at you in Western Pennsylvania. When you mentioned the upsets, you didn't mention the Jets beating the Colts.
Wait a minute. You said upsets. What are you talking about? When did I say when did
this another top six?
No, yeah, this is one of your other top sixes.
Wait. Ed, how long ago are you? Whatever you're referencing, how long ago was it?
A couple weeks ago. Joe Namath, you know, is from Beaver Valley.
Yes, I'm familiar. I've met the man and have spoken to him. I'm familiar with him. Is this the Ed show now? I mean, you got anything else, Ed?
Well, the Jets were 19.5-point underdogs in that game.
Well, thank you, Ed. Tell me a fact from 1980. Give me. And that's it. Thank you, Ed, for calling from Pittsburgh. What did he ran out, Shep? What happened? He ran out.
Could have said that's when Magic dropped 42, 15-9 in the NBA Finals Game 6 against the 76ers.
Yeah, as a baby, as a rookie.
Right.
Ed had everything else except for that. Thank you, Ed. 855-212-4CBS. Rick is calling from Baltimore. What's up, Rick?
Hey, good evening, JR. Just great respect for your work with Agents of Inclusion.
Well, thank you for listening to the podcast. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Your list is fantastic, but I have one that might crack the top six, and that would be Len Bias.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Yeah.
I think, unfortunately, because of his early and sad demise, it almost builds the hype of who he was, because not that he didn't deserve the hype, but it's just to our imaginations to determine what his greatness would have been at a professional level. And that greatness can't be sullied by failure at the professional level because it didn't happen.
Play.
So it's almost like his hype extends past him, then past his death, that I think it can put him in that. Upper echelon.
One of the greatest what could have happened, and maybe even for, especially if you're a Celtics fan. Like
heir apparent to the Celtics, yeah.
Yeah, what would the 90s have looked like? What would have taken place if, with Walker, and then even thinking about the Spurs and some of the tanking and Paul Pierce and the history of the Celtics for the better part of, I don't know, maybe from then till now, the past 30 or so years, it would have been altered. That was massive. Hey, thank you, Rick. That's a good name to bring up. I appreciate that.
Y'all have a good night. Take care.
You as well. That was Len Bias. My God. I don't know, maybe out of a different category. Maybe Ja Morant could learn something from him. Mike is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR.
What's up, Mike? Go ahead.
This man is a legend. I hope he's doing well. You might know. As a junior in high school, he was 31-1, and he won a state title. His senior year, he went 31-0, and he won a second title. And he was Mr. Basketball in Indiana. A lot of people think Larry Bird was the greatest high school player in Indiana, but it was this man, Oscar Robertson, the Big O. He's still around. I hope he's doing well. And he's a legend.
Well, that goes without saying. One of the best point guards ever pick up a ball. Hey, thank you, Mike. Appreciate you.
Okay.
No doubt about it. Beck is calling from Florida. Go ahead, Beck, quickly.
Hey, how's it going? Shout out to Mo Salah, Liverpool, and also the 713. What about, I guess we're going the high school route or something, but Rashad Lewis played my high school at 99 his senior year. I don't even think he played the second half of the game.
No, but go ahead. Is that the best hype prospect you can tell me about?
No, but Garnett, Felipe Lopez.
Okay.
And speaking of the Heat, when in the night, Harold Miner wasn't, I don't think, a big prospect coming into the league, but after the slam dunk contest, everybody thought he was Jordan.
Yeah, no, we ain't talking about what happened after. We talking about before back.
Right. Sorry.
Okay.
So, of course, it's not the top six. Your top six was great. So, you know.
Well, thank you. Well, listen, I'm just trying to be cool like you, Beck. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, same to you. Have a good one.
No problem. Yeah, Felipe Lopez. I haven't heard that name in a long time. Cliff is calling from Birmingham. You got to be very fast, Cliff. Go ahead.
Yeah, J.R., I listen to you every night, every day.
Thank you.
Yeah, there was a guy called Michael Olowokandi. He was called a candy man in 1998.
Oh, he stunk, man.
I remember
him.
Came a larger one, but after about some few years in the Boston Celtics, he didn't do too good.
Michael Olowokandi, yeah, he was, he was a bust. He was big. He was slow. I remember him. He was a perfect Clipper. He was a bum.
I know.
He stunk.
But there was a hype in his draft in 1998.
Yeah, he stunk. Hey, Cliff, where you from? You Nigerian?
Yeah, I'm from Nigeria. I'm from Lagos, like Olowokandi.
Lagos, yeah. I figured you would call and tell me about a bum like him. Hey, thank you, Cliff. I appreciate you.
No, because I was kind of disappointed myself. I thought you would become the dream, another dream, but it wasn't another dream.
Listen, Cliff, the Akeem Olajuwon, I won't post the photo. I have a photo of me in the dream, and I look like his son. I might be Akeem's son, but anyway, we have one guy, and his name is Akeem, and we don't need nobody else for right now. Does Giannis count? He don't count, no.
Oh, Giannis count, but his parents are just like Akeem. They're from the Yoruba tribe.
yes. So we
Kumbo.
Yes, yeah. Correct. We got Akeem, and then we also got Giannis. So we can forget about Michael Olowokandi. Hey, Cliff, I appreciate you, my Niger brother. You be well, okay?
Thank you, sir. Yeah.
All right, blessings. Shout outs to my neighbor from Birmingham. He's my far away, 90-minute neighbor. On the other side of the border. I'm here in Atlanta. Hey, shout-outs to everybody who called up and participated in the show tonight. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. Do yourself a favor. Don't be a bust. Just be hyped up. Live up to it. Congratulations to the Heat. Amy Lawrence is coming up next. Don't move.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American made, Michigan made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.